Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year, but I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
That's off season EDC. He loves it, and they made some moves this off season, but they don't seem to like to move on pass rush, do they? At least not for a long time. Bone brought up yesterday, last time they really paid for pass rush, it was Terrell Suggs, and they did draft a pass rusher, Mike Green, and they had two guys a year ago that had over 10 sacks. It's just one game. And it's against Josh Allen. But they had one sack, three quarterback hits. Jadeveon Clowney still on the street. Is it time to give their old friend a call?
Well, look, what have I been saying about this team since the moment the season ended last year? What did I say all through last year, even as they were defying the odds with how many sacks? If you really break down when they get those sacks, who they get those sacks against, what parts of the season they get those sacks, I think is fool's gold. But I've been saying it's the number one flaw with this roster construction forever. Forever. So you know my stance on this. Mm-hmm. What drives me crazy is why is this something that's always... Like, why are they surprised every year when they face elite quarterbacks for the first time, however that schedule sets up, and they start looking like garbage defensively, and then they're looking to bring someone in to help scheme it up, or someone to prop a coach up, or someone to prop their roster up? Why do we talk every trade deadline? I know everybody could use more pass rush, but it almost seems to be systematically baked in that, like, well, we'll just get it when we need it. Bro, you always
need it,
and it's not always there. And we've seen Judon get snapped up. We've seen Za'Darius get snapped up. What Van Noy's been doing has defied logic in many ways, defied reason.
Well, he never did it until the last 2 years.
It's not going to happen forever. I told you guys, Green is going to be on a serious pitch count. He's going to have to earn it. It's going to take time. In the meantime, you're playing critical games. Look at the first 6 weeks of the damn schedule.
Yeah,
there's playoff tiebreakers galore. And yeah, it's only one game, but it's the exact kind of litmus test that you're going to face in January. And they couldn't make that guy sweat in the fourth quarter. And again, 27% pressure rate, knowing he's dropping back 30 times in that quarter. The running back touched the ball one time. Every other of the 32 plays, the other 31 were in Allen's hands. You couldn't even pressure him a third of the time. You couldn't mush rush him. And you only blitz. You don't have the whatever it is. You don't think blitzing's the way to go. So you only blitzed him 19% of the time. You don't have brilliant pass rush talent. You just don't. And your scheme, it's showing you, will only take you so far. And guess what? We've seen teams pounce on Judon, and we've seen teams pounce on Za'Darius Smith. Like, I got news for you. If Howie Roseman don't like the way his pass rush looks against the Chiefs Sunday night, Jadeveon Clowney might be 90 minutes up the road.
Yeah, I've been beating the Jadeveon Clowney drum all offseason. I just think it makes a lot of sense. He's not going to break the bank. He can help you in a variety of ways. And the fact that he can rush from the edge, he can rush from the inside where the Ravens really need interior pass rush. And you know that he can set the edge. Oh, and by the way, he's familiar with everybody having been here in 2023. And even if you look at his numbers last year, they were down compared to the Ravens, but not significantly. And that was with a crappy Panthers team. It was a 13.4 quarterback pressure percentage compared to 16% with the Ravens in 2023.
And by the way, he may have shut it down. Like, I'm not saying that, that's a great quality, but I think once the season went sideways, he shut it down.
Absolutely. I think now you get him back on what we perceive to be a contender. I think that'll energize him. Training camp is long gone at this point. You're just signing him up and you're in a sprint.
Kyle Van Noy played like 60 snaps the other night. What? Come on. Come on. And some of them were on the inside where now you're really like, now we got a 36-year-old guy who's defied father time. And let's have him try to bull rush from the inside. Ah, come on.
By the way, and I don't like Joey Bosa, but he flashed Sunday night. Like that you've been paying for a pass rusher who's kind of broken down, older, that's who you're getting.
If you find you have too many.
It's a great problem to have.
This guy we can really lay off of this week, and that guy we can lay off of this week. And if those two go well, then we'll ramp Green up the week after that and see. Like, get there. But you know what I saw Monday night? You didn't have enough. And whenever it really matters, you don't have enough. You don't have individual brilliance. I don't see your guys coming off the edge, deflecting balls, knocking them down, tipping them for touchdowns. Take sacks out of it. I don't see enough disruption. You never see enough disruption when teams have their season on the line, they're scheming it up, and they know there's nobody over there. We think we got a chip all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bone, we have a poll about Jadeveon Clowney, do we not?
We got a lot of polls.
We got a lot of polls. Yeah. Let's do the Clowney one first. Ravens pass rush compiles season stats, but it's often at the expense of bad offensive lines. Got shot down by Bills Sunday like they often do in the playoffs. EDC will pay for a middle linebacker, but not edge. Judon and Zadarius already grabbed deals. Time to sign Clowney now, Ravens flock, or is it too early? Go get Clowney, 72.8%. Don't need him, 27.2%.
So people are with us, 70%. That's a hell of a sample size, or a size says people want more pass rush. And I think they see it.
We'll finish with the Harbs one. This poll's final, over 1,900 votes, yet another devastating loss for a Ravens franchise intent on choking away fourth quarter leads season after season. Players and coordinators have changed, but same outcomes in critical spots. So we ask Ravens flock, if this trend continues through 2025, does the coach have to change? 68.8%. It falls on the coach. 31.2%. It's not his fault.
There's one more poll.
Yeah, there is.
And it's got, you got 5.5 hours to chime in on this one.
Got a lot of votes on this one, Jason.
Steelers and Ravens fan bases are pretty frustrated with their future Hall of Fame coaches right now. So I ask you, Ravens flock, and here we go, Steelers, because that's their hashtag, I guess. Here
Steelers
we go,
Steelers Nation.
Would you be down to swap coaches? Harbs to Pitt, Tomlin to Beamore. The dudes have very similar careers, very similar flaws. What do you say? 38%, I'm here for it. 62%, no thanks. Almost 1,000 votes in that one.
So still have time to vote on
that. I find the concept to be, frankly, incredibly intriguing.
You love it.
I think you love it more than
banana nut ice cream.
I do. I think it would be amazing. Dude, they play each other. If that happened, they got traded in the offseason. I got news for you. They're playing week one. Like, they're going to play twice a year, maybe three times in the playoff. Come on.
It would
revenge
be fun.
Games. We talked about this Fields-Rodgers revenge game. That's going to happen one time, right?
Yeah.
Rodgers is kicking the can. These two could go at it another 10 years.
Nah, it would be fun. I'll give you that.
Think of that content.
But that's never happened in sports, right?
That's rival part of the reason I'm here for it.
I don't think it'll
happen. Sashi, come on, man.
Sashi?
He would be the chief negotiator. You think Silent Steve has time to sit there and negotiate? No, that'd be Sashi's domain. Yeah. Be completely a Sashi deal. Be the ultimate Sashi deal.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. Bone was away.
Brown makes this trade happen. I will show up to work 365 straight days with a t-shirt that says, I heart Sashi.
But you know
I'll wear
I know.
It every day for a year if you execute that trade.
That's a football option.
I have to get more
though.
Than one.
Yeah. It's a football.
No. That's an owner trade.
Yeah.
No. This is absolutely an owner trade, and he's the de facto owner.
De facto. calling Steve on the yacht.
Who's he? How often do you think Steve is in that building? But Dick Cass was the owner. This guy's now the owner.
But you know they have telephones, Jason.
They
he
do.
Can talk to him all the time. Whether he's in the building or
Zoom,
not, he can talk to
FaceTime.
Him.
FaceTime.
This would not be... This is not EDC. This is not football. This is ownership.
Okay.
This is team president. This is ownership.
It's not going to happen.
T-Bone time,
it
TMI.
It makes a lot of sense.
TMI with TIM. What you got?
No, man. Well, back from Greece, and with that debacle for the Ravens game on Sunday Night Football, I figured let's push it to today. I'll recap the great trip that was next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.